Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country, as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, Jim, I'm going to jump it straight in. We're going to have a yarn now with Double D, cousin here, Dion Drummond, who was the MC at the Mapoon Panja Festival and Barabash. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Hey, very good, cuss. Very good to be back here in Cairns. Whoo, you know.
Hot, the heat is on, brother.
Oh, they turn the heat on for me all the time. I think sometime I get a little bit, getting a little bit too accustomed down south. But
well, you live in a draft in New South Wales, that's cold country, brother.
Yeah, it's still too cold for me. Last thing I did before I come up here, I bought one fireplace at the back. And when you look, everyone's sitting at the back around the fire, leave me inside. I said, oh, I've got to come out and sit around the fire, you know.
Brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Dion?
All right, everyone, my name's Dion Drummond. I am Bama Murray Blagooga Yalanji, Wutiti, Yadakana, Karareg, Erub. My dad, Aboriginal man from Waiben, Thursday Island. My mum, she's a Torres Strait Island woman, and she Karareg, but mum grew up in Guga Yalanji, Mossman.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's where I was born, Guga Yalanji, but then later we moved to Cairns. Lived at Yorkeys Knob, went to school there, went to Trinity Bay. We grew up in Cairns. I worked at NQA. We lived our lives here. I didn't know my life was going to get bigger then.
And played all your football here too, brother.
Yes, I miss the football now. Everyone.
You won the first premiership at Barlow Park, United Innisfail, against Athol Roosters, brother.
Yeah, you know, I travel all around. I see my cousins. They talk about it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And every now and then I still do my school shows. And at the end of my school shows, I still like to invite the teachers up and do Funky Chicken. That was our dance.
In 1987,
we did it at Mount Isa. 1989, we did it at Barlow Park.
Yeah, too deadly, my brother. So, look, talking about this beautiful festival up at Mapoon, and a big shout-out to the mayor there, Ronnie Guevara, which is family belong to us. Tell us about the festival. Tell us about your engagement as the MC and how did it all come about and how was the festival, brother?
The mayor of Mapoon actually rang me this time last year about coming up there to do so. I originally thought he just wanted me to come up and do a show at the school, and he goes, no, it's much bigger than that. I want you to MC. We're having a festival, and it's going to be very deadly. And he told me this was going to be the first festival, but it wasn't just a festival for Mapoon. This was also to pay tribute, because in the early days, they moved a lot of the people off Mapoon right up to the tip to New Mapoon, because after they found a lot of the bauxite in Weeper, they wanted to check if there was anything else in the ground. So they moved a lot of the old people from Mapoon to New Mapoon. And, you know, there's a lot of history there.
Yes.
One of the things the mayor also spoke to me about was they also wanted to erect a statue there, because a lot of the younger generation do not know their history. A lot of this history is just passed down from word of mouth, from, you know, parents to children. But we all know that a lot of our history is very important, you know. So
exactly.
And there was a lot of that. Unfortunately, with the festival, this time last year we talked about it. The mayor tried to line it up so there was no one else having any other festival. There was no All Blacks Carnival, no one having wedding or anything. So we tried to pick a date that was clear. And then just as we were about to have it, TI Festival, they were a week ahead of us. And Palm Island had their spring festival on the same date. But it didn't matter. It was very exciting because they hooked it up. It was also with the Barabash.
So yes.
That was
And with the Barabash, is that like a fishing tournament, is it?
Yeah. As we know, Cape York and even Northern Territory up here. This is Barramundi country. People
yes.
travel from Victoria, South Australia, come up just to fish the Barramundi.
But we're also talking mangrove jack. We're talking blue bone, coral trouts, salmon.
Yes. And it was a really big deal. They had prizes for every different fish category.
Good.
They also gave away a $35,000 boat and trailer.
No.
And I had to call out and give the awards out to people. There was $10,000 in prize money. Some people were winning fishing rods and eskies.
Mm.
But the person who won the dinghy and trailer was this little girl. She was 6 years old, and I thought, wow, you beat all of us big people. Can't drive dinghy, but you beat.
Sure.
I thought, wow, how deadly. But it was so exciting because, as I said, there were so many prizes. Mm. And I remember, because Rio Tinto is one of the major sponsors, which is fantastic. There was a lot of sponsors.
Yeah.
And I had to thank all of them. But also I know because Rio Tinto had little colouring in programs for the kids, and all the kids had to do was colour in, and they gave away four bikes.
Mm.
So when I called out their name, just to see them kids' face light up to have their
beautiful.
First bike. And I said, you got to come and sit on the bike, take photo, and you got to shake my hand and take photo with me.
There's the MC.
So, yeah.
Look, to our deadly listener, they just tuned in, Trinity Trevi and Murray from the Curry National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn with cousin here, Dion Drummond, who was the MC at Mapoon Panja Festival in Barabash. Is that the first time it's happened, Dion?
I know that they do have Barramundi.
Barabash.
They have a couple up there throughout the season, but they wanted to combine this all together.
Yes.
It was a very awesome weekend, you know, coming together. Because the last time I travelled up to Mapoon was for my big cousin Les Guevara's tombstone.
Mm.
Back when I went back up then, it was just all red dirt. There's a lot more bitumen now, which was great. But for me, it was really good just to see old countrymen and my family as well.
Exactly, brother. It's like a family reunion. Big shout out to the entertainers. Of course, we had REB.
REB,
Red Eye Bullers.
Red Eye, they were fantastic. I come over to say to them, Royston Sigigi Barra is...
Yeah, he performs well, Royston.
Royston.
Yeah.
He's the main favourite. He's the Mapoon boy.
That's right.
He won Australian Idol, and I said, everyone, put your hand together for Royston. Hold away from Thursday Idol. Wow, Gammon won. Australian Idol. And he was deadly. And he said, this is my last song. So as soon as Royston finished, I looked at the back. I seen REB making their way.
Mm.
So I walked across and I said, you guys are REB? And they go, yeah. And I said, well, Royston's on his last song and you guys are next. Are you ready to pump it? Are you ready to kick it? Before I could say anything else, all I hear is, Uncle Dion, my nephew,
Elijah,
nephew.
Elijah, Raymond, and his brother there,
Vance,
Isaac, blocked
Raymond.
A three. Michael Vance Raymond, that's right.
My heart just melted. He goes, Uncle Dion, last time I seen you was at another uncle's place at Kawara Beach, Uncle Asan Bintel, and I thought, wow, that's like 20 years ago. I thought, wow, I'm so glad you recognize my face. And oh, my heart just melted. More family, you know.
Beautiful.
Never enough family.
Never enough. At the entertainment, we talked the Walker brothers all the way from Cookie Allenge.
Yeah.
Two deadly them brothers, and we're talking to Uncle Bennett there, and his deadly sons there, right?
Yes. Walker Band played. That's my other uncle from up Yalanji. Walker Band is very, very deadly.
Mm.
And for those who don't know, Uncle Bennett Walker, they at Kuya Beach there. They are the traditional owners at Google Yalanji, that Snapper Island. That's part of theirs. And got to see cousin Brandon. Last time I was up there, I asked him to take us out and get some mud crab and that. He took my family.
Mm.
And I was just too happy.
Yes.
And I gave him some money. He goes, you don't have to. And I said, you're taking tourists all the time.
That's right.
And there was no tourists today, but I was very happy you took my family.
Beautiful.
And so I said, just take that money for fuel for your dinghy.
Exactly. Well, the Walker brothers, big shout out, Link and Brandon, Uncle Bennett, and also Link. They run a business, their tourism business.
Yes.
And they're world renowned. They've been operating for a while now. And look, black people in business, tourist industry, strong with their culture, brother.
Yep, very good. If you haven't heard about them, you can even go on YouTube and just check out Kuya Beach. You'll see Brandon on the beach there. And also in the band that also played, I got to give shout out to my big uncle and everyone knows him, Uncle Silver Blanco.
Yes.
He is traditional owner of Weipa and Mapoon, where we perform.
At Blanco Park.
Blanco Park. And I told everyone, this is Silver Blanco Park, and they just erupted. Crazy.
Well, good yarn is my brother. So Mapoon, Aboriginal Shire Council, big shout out, did a fantastic job. The mayor there, Ronnie Guevara, cousin Ronnie, fantastic brother. And I'll probably see him at the local government association meeting down at Gold Coast in a couple of weeks' time. Look, but it's great to see my brother. And to the mob out there, keep your eyes and ears open for Mapoon Punja Festival and Barabas, and lock it in for next year, 2026.
Oh, yeah. And before I forget, don't forget, because they also had the dance festival.
Mm.
And the champions of the dance festival were Sacia.
Okay, big shout out.
$10,000. They were very deadly. And they only just won by 1 point. They beat the Kalkadoon lot. Kalkadoon were very deadly.
Yeah, countrymen there.
And all the time I was talking to the song man, and it never clicked until the end of the festival.
Mm.
Boy belonged to Woggy Wilson, who I played football with at Kangaroos.
Beautiful. Connections everywhere. Yeah. My brother, good yarn with you. Look, you travel safe. All the best to you. Love to your family. We'll talk soon, Gun.
Yep. Thank you all to everyone. Cape York, right through. And, woo, go the Broncos. Have a good one, my countrymen. Love you all.
All right, T-Daly. Beautiful yarn there with Double D, Dion Drummond, cousin there, who's the MC for Mapoon Punja Festival and Barabas. And look, it's a date claim of your mob, so do check it out for next year, 2026. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarning up strong here with the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn very soon here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Like every day, and when you're rolling in the city, yeah, we're quick to say.
Welcome to the far north, where the rich get richer and the poor still sleeping on cardboard.
Welcome to the far north,
where juveniles suffer parkour and taxi car from your carpool.
Welcome to the far north,
we love this place we come from, a little place called Ken's Island.
Welcome to the far north,
this where they cut out run free. Now I come up on that, just follow we.
Welcome to the far north,
jungle as thick as garments from Blue Hub. Some people said they don't see the park. We made a new one, pressure makes diamonds. The salt in the air when these rappers offended. We hit the door on total. See your nest till they get it. Took the chair from the table when the off going with it. Master P of R.E.P. They know I got no limit. When it's done, they'll tell their sons do it. How Prophet did it. It's R.E.P. though. Oh, got the game. Strong libido. Hit the free throw. Still I remain. Titan like Dino. It's left and cool because that's all that we know. And we gon' rap it till the day that we dump. Still gotta aim for the throne. Straight out the fry pan to the fire. Never seen an idol or messiah. Or till I'm tired, I stay inspired and build in silence. It's all raw, look up on core. You want more?
Welcome to the far north, where the rich get richer and the poor still sleeping on cardboard.
Welcome to the far north,
where juveniles suffer parkour and taxi car from your carpool.
Welcome to the far north,
we love this place we come from, a little place called Ken's Island.
Welcome to the far north,
this where they cut out run free. Now I come up on that just Halloween.
Welcome to the far north.
Been on this spot since 2000 and how long? Check, check, check. Why? Just checking the mics on.
you paid by life. They're moving closer to his grave. All knowledge they got. Know what we ran, rain come at your ego. We gotta find a better way. I'm broke, you know. Just trying to pave a pave. Yet nothing's permanent in life except change. We're not akka no policemen with their down south ways. Or go taser reach for gun, but we take pepper spray. I love the city that I'm born in, that's a common fact. Grew up run the rainforest and the mangrove flats. I'm northbound boy, east of the mountain wall of Pachat. Watch out putting Mipla City on the map.
Welcome to the far north, where the rich get richer and the poor still sleeping on cardboard. Welcome to the far north, where juveniles up in parkour and touch your car from your carpool. Welcome to the far north, we love this place we come from, a little place called Ken's Island. Welcome to the far north, this is where the car don't run free. Now I come up, I'm not just following. Welcome to the far north,
we're there for carry on for days. Try for secret ball enough now. No rap, you can say A's, but love fuck that. I put you on, but still I rock a stage. While you got this, I saw you people lay your fucking gaze. Cracking bullseye, I never miss. Tongue twist, a verbalist. Now act like an anti, now edit this. While are we still mapping, constantly writing like journalists. Front page, headline, can't suppose Kali can murder this.
You fly and I ready for this heat. Are we living our life? Jump, jump, pass. Bikini, I don't know, listen, no act, we bypass. Hill and heavy, now we reaching, we no gas. Stop cracking, be ratting, now the kissing. We stop, you know, the far north. Yeah, when they we keep that sleep and them crying, they let me keep that decrease. Them arrest, I release. So them plot offend, I repeat. That's why they mutiny, I can't police.
Welcome to the far north, where the rich get richer and the poor still sleeping on cardboard. Welcome to the far north, where juveniles up in parkour and tax your car from your carpool. Welcome to the far north, we love this place we come from, a little place called Ken's Island. Welcome to the far north, this where the car don't run free. Now I come up, I'm not just following.
Hey, you're here with John Paul Janke, and you're tuned into National Talkback with Trendy Trev. Trendy Trev, he gammon.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 19.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yell up strong. Look, great news, Indigenous cancer research receives critical funding boost. A new cancer prevention and care initiative supporting Indigenous communities across North Queensland will advance following a $2.5 million funding boost. University of Queensland-led project has been awarded a Cancer Australia Improving First Nations Cancer Outcomes 2024 partnership with Cancer Research Grant to celebrate culturally respected evidence-informed strategies. We're going to catch up a yarn now, Professor Gail Garvey, AM, in UQ University of Queensland School of Public Health, and we have Professor Lyon. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm well. I'm here in Brisbane, in Meagen, on the lands of the Jagger and Turrbal Nations.
Beautiful, and big shout out to the mob there. Thank you very much. Look, money's a tool. Great to have a bit of cash here, $2.5 million funding boost for communities, Indigenous communities across North Queensland. So, yeah, we welcome it, but it is a tool, and we can do things with that tool, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Achieving equity in cancer for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is critically important because it's a leading cause of death for our mob. And to be able to do that, we need to do that in partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, and yes, we need some money to help us along the way.
Yeah, fantastic. And so when we look at the support that's needed, we're talking about closing gaps, and cancer, that here we are, 21st century, we still haven't found a cure for it, so a lot of work still yet to be done.
Yeah, so cancer is quite complex. There's many types of cancer, and the type of care that patients receive is also complex, but there are many barriers to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people receiving optimal cancer care. And I guess some of those disparities start with, you know, we have a higher incidence, so we're more likely to be diagnosed than other Queenslanders with cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, cervical cancer, for example. But then we also have really poor outcomes from cancer. So, you know, I don't want to alarm the audience, but we're more likely to die, 1.5 times more likely to die than non-Indigenous Queenslanders once they receive a cancer diagnosis. So it's really important we connect with communities. We want to optimise cancer prevention strategies and then work with communities and hospitals and health services and cancer services. What can we do better to change this inequity?
Exactly. And then the other hurdle, you could say, that comes to the table, Professor, is remote. When we talk about remote communities and our mob living remotely, that in itself is a big hurdle to climb as well.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And so this is why we're partnering with our communities in North Queensland. So specifically in Townsville, we're working with Mob there and in Bowen and in Mackay. And we're looking at how we can connect those communities across those regions, but also how can we connect them in with cancer services and, you know, other cancer prevention services so that we can try and work together collaboratively to get the better outcomes, because we're aware of, you know, people who are in more regional and remote locations, you know, there are geographical challenges in transport, you know, getting to a service. Yeah.
Of course, engagement big time with their First Nation health organisations, front and centre.
Oh, yeah, look, absolutely. Whilst we've just been allocated this funding, you know, recently, we've been over the last year having ongoing conversations with communities across those organisations that I spoke about in Townsville, Bowen and Mackay, trying to understand from community perspective what's important to them and what is it that we need to focus on. And so, you know, they've told us that they want to have more opportunities around supporting healthy living. And part of that is also increasing health literacy, like what is cancer? What is cancer prevention? Participation in cancer screening programs and immunisation, and having resources, locally developed, co-designed resources to address the community's needs, they also thought was really important in us trying to make a difference in these outcomes.
And Professor Gale, I'm picking up the fact that we're having conversation with the mob in community, so we're working from the inside out, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, whilst I'm here in Brisbane at the University of Queensland, we have our cancer centres, I work very closely with them, but there's quite often a disconnect between services, cancer services, and our community. And I think, you know, so this grant will provide funding for cancer connectors in each of those services to really help connect and join the dots between, you know, communities, cancer services, Cancer Council, for example, and others. Mm. Yeah.
Look, fantastic. Look, well received, $2.5 million funding boost. Thank you very much for sharing. Big shout out to your team there. And yeah, let's move towards closing this gap. But thank you very much, Professor Gail Garvey, AM. You have a great day and keep smiling, my sister.
Yeah, you too, Trev. Thanks. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there, Professor Gail Garvey, AM, University of Queensland School of Public Health. And look, arms open, smiles on dials and regarding $2.5 million funding boost for new cancer prevention and care initiatives supporting Indigenous communities across North Queensland. Look, fantastic. And also well engaged with the First Nation Health Organisation. So very important, but there's a big gap we need to close. Cancer, that yucky disease. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Your mob too deadly.
By the river, so I can take you by the hand, hand, yeah. And we can walk and we can talk for hours and hours about nothing in particular at all. Wait, wait, wait. Can lay beside the ocean fire now right and the hammock on our left and the waves at our feet and the stars will be the only lights that we see for the red and the blue and the yellow that the burning fire bleeds. Listen, 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 I can hear. And hours about nothing in particular at all. And I can feel it from the waves from that ocean turning me and turning you over, girl. You know I wanna be your suit.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases. When you visit the free Woochoppin vaccination pop-up clinic, you'll be entered into the monthly draw to win 6 months free fruit and vegetables delivered directly to your door every week. Wow, that's a great reward to protecting your family. One entry for every free vax shot. This Wednesday in Coral Cay Clinic in Manura. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Check out Witch Offerings Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten. To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Mara Sound Production.
When I was a young boy, I used to watch my old man. Daddy, can you lend me to the song? I speak wawa, you no forget my boy. You lock them badu man, I say. And speak, I go sing you this song. This song is called the German Mache.
Na kizaka, misaka, maika, na paiki, waura, baruya. Uba, sena, kairama.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Action Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bunbury Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. Now, innovate with NBM Grants Program. Running a business regional or remote Australia isn't easy. Isolation, limited reach and tough conditions can all stand in the way. Yet out here, challenge breeds creativity, and in the face of adversity, innovation thrives. That's why NBN created the Innovate with NBN Grants Program with Regional Australia Institute. Now in its sixth year, the Grants Program champions the ideas, resilience and brilliance of regional digital business. There's also $125,000 in grants up for grabs. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Brother. Shay Cockatoo Collins, former AFL player with Essendon Bombers and Port Adelaide, now Executive Manager, Indigenous Affairs on NBN Co. And we are cousins and he owes me money and it's good to be talking with him. Shay Cockatoo Collins, my brother, how are you, cuss?
It's only $20.
Yeah, shut up. Yeah. And you said you texted to me, but I didn't get the text.
Yeah, I was looking for
NBN. Email it to me. Email it to me.
Would you take that instead?
No, that's good. Right. Yeah, my brother, before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, Shay.
Oh, well, I haven't been asked that for a while.
There you go, brother. Who you mob?
We're related.
Yeah, Wanyi, which
Wanyi. Yeah, Wanyi, Gungalita.
Yes.
So that's Granny from Doomadgee Way, Burntown, which is born in Lawn Hill, but that's where all around that region there.
That's right.
Granddad, again, on mum's side, he's Yupungari from Mapoon, or in between Mapoon and Weeper, little area called Pennyfather.
Mm.
And Granny on my on Dad's side.
Yep.
Dad grew up in Cherbourg, but that's
Cherbourg.
Waka Waka mob.
But that's not
our mob. That's, we just pay homage. Acknowledge them whenever we, everything good, bad happens there. We just make sure that we think that mob. But that's Gungari mob there. Granny born in Charleville Way.
Yep.
And granddad Charlie Collins is the mob up in Woodgill. Woodgill still know him, but he's Cookyvungie.
Two deadly listeners out there. My grandmother, old Lena, is sister to Shay's grandmother, Rennie Doreen. So there's our connection. And like I said, good to be yarning with you. And you're now the Executive Manager, Indigenous Affairs on NBN Company. So we're talking about this grant. Fantastic. People can apply $15,000 to deserving winners of each category. What would be the categories, Shay?
Well, there's a few, and I mean, this is a call-out here, Trev, because we've had it running for 6 years, and although we've had some very worthy winners, recipients, and people who have applied for these grants, but not enough for my want.
Yes, sure.
So that's kind of the call-out, and I appreciate you helping out, getting the word out. But the categories are... Agriculture, arts and tourism, education, health, women in regional business.
Good.
The new one is sports and recreation. That's the new one this year.
Deadly.
And the one the one that I take care of and close eye on is Indigenous business.
Okay, but entrepreneurs coming to the table,
entrepreneurs.
Brother.
Oh,
Look,
it doesn't mean that you can you just put yourself. If you feel like you've got a business that covers any of the others, including agriculture, arts and tourism, education, then go for it.
Yes.
But Indigenous business, we've had some really worthwhile winners and recipients over the last 6 years. The winners themselves will receive $15,000.
Okay.
And then and if you're lucky enough to be the overall winner, then that's an extra $20,000.
Oh, there's a bonus. Bonus overall
there's
winner.
A bonus.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have had one. We added it out of the 6 years.
Okay.
So last year was Lola Digital. From up Torres Strait.
Big shout out, Lola Digital. Yes.
Yeah. It's deadly. Young woman there that has really transformed and supported her communities that way. And Woona, which is the ID Connect, which was Jason from, he's 1 year away too, Jason. I've just forgot his name, but he's in Darwin at the moment.
Okay.
Sorry, Jason, I forgot your last name. But he was the overall champion in 2021.
Beautiful.
But he developed a system and technology where fellas would lose their password, they lose their ID, it would capture that. It was an ID wallet, essentially.
Okay.
So he was ahead of his time.
Gee, 21st century business, brother.
Russ, I just checked his website yesterday.
Mm.
The all of the big banks are on to him. They want him to do a lot of stuff out in the community. I'm like, man, I'd love it. not to come in the wrong business. Either.
Brother, true. Exactly. It just opened your eyes, actually. And brother, when you look at it, I've always said that we are wealthy being black, being indigenous, being First Nation. We're sitting on a gold mine just being in that space. There's opportunities galore for our mob. We're talking 60,000 years. We are professors in all fields, brother, all industries. You look at it.
Well, already innovative.
Exactly.
So, you know, previous winners have just wanted to do stuff for their community, but they've used internet and NBN connection to make it happen, and all they need is a hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, like if you were a previous winner or previous...
Can you reapply? Can you reapply?
You absolutely can. I just feel because we don't have a lot of people returning to reapply with those things, it's because, you know, I keep an eye on those fellas.
Sure.
I feel that they don't.
They feel as though probably they're not allowed to. Yeah. So that's right. But you're saying, yes, you can. If you're a previous successful applicant, you can reapply every year. Yes.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, unless you're a business, that's the only. If you're when I say business, a huge organisation, but if you're a small one,
okay,
like Ma and Pa one, developing stuff for your community mob, reapply.
Reapply. All right, beautiful.
Even if you haven't been successful, reapply,
because
that's what it's all about. It's about challenging yourself, responding to adversity, responding to failure. Pick yourself up, try again.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, deadly, brother. Fantastic. So applications are now open. When do they close, bro?
Yes, well, I've been open for 2 weeks now, so they close on Sunday, midnight, 12 October.
Okay, Sunday, 12 October. And they've got to be remote companies, businesses?
No, not necessarily.
No.
You can service your mob. So, look, you could well be based in a metropolitan setting.
Okay.
But put it this way, if you're in Cairns
and you're
servicing mob down south past Edmonton, Innisfail, Babinda, all that, Mirrawinnie, all that way, or you're going out west a little bit further, or if your mob needs you up in the Cape, that's what it is. It's about, NBN is focused on remote and regional areas
for these
grants.
Yes.
Because they know that the mob out there need a hand.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a purpose of it.
Okay.
And so I need to reiterate, like, the grant process. I'll tell you how to apply. So basically, you go into the link.
Mm.
It's got easy instructions. Your name.
User friendly, brother. Because some of these grants, you need like a university degree to fill them out, brother.
No. You trust me. You don't. It's pretty simple.
Good.
It's very easy, in fact.
Good.
And so your name, contact details, your LinkedIn page if you've got one, or social media.
Mm.
It might ask you a number of staff. If you don't have any, don't worry.
Yep.
It might ask you for your annual turnover. If you don't know it, don't worry about it.
Okay.
What is good, though, is some words on your business or what you're doing, how you're helping mob, how you're helping the regional and remote areas, how you're improving your community, essentially. And then we'd really like for you to, it'll ask you to upload a short video of yourself talking about it.
Yep.
Some of them are a little bit scared, on the camera? Not you or I, Trev.
We're shy individuals. We're slowly coming out of our shell. We're talking big shell.
Please, I want the short videos to reflect your business as best as you can.
All right, brother.
So if you need a hand, ask your cousin, ask someone, brother, sister, someone to help you out.
Yep.
But you upload that, it'll ask you to attach it, and then you're set.
Beautiful.
And then you'll hear from us regardless.
And then you'll send us the check. You'll send the mob the check. Here's the check.
Hey, look here. Well, in November, we'll have the award winners will be announced. So that'll be a dinner. So the lucky recipient and finalists, there'll be two finalists, that'll be invited to the awards dinner in November. Sydney.
And where's it in Sydney? Okay, lovely, beautiful. All right, look, brother, look, money's a tool. There's an opportunity there for our mob, no matter what industry you're talking about. You mentioned some of the categories there, but look, just throw the iron in the fire, see if it lights up. And it just gives you a boost to what you're building and a vision for the future, brother, I would think.
Absolutely. Well, people just need a hand trip.
Exactly.
Do you mind if I read out the website? So go to the NBN website or put nbnco.com.au/innovatewithnbn.
Okay, come again. NBN.
CO.
CO.
Dot com.
Dot com.
Dot au.
Slash. Yep. Is that forward slash or hyphen?
No. We're forward or backwards. There's only one slash, isn't there?
Well, the minus sign is what you're saying.
No, that's a hyphen.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Forward slash or hyphen? Talk to me properly here. Don't make me take my shirt off you, brother.
Forward slash.
Thank you, brother. And after forward slash?
Is innovate.
Innovate.
Innovate with NBN. All one word or lowercase.
Innovate with NBN. All right, lovely. So I will read that at nbnco.com.au/innovate, one word, innovate with NBN. Fantastic.
Deadly.
And then the application closed on the 12th of October?
Oh, please
get
in.
Let's get in.
I think that's a Sunday, eh?
Yeah, brother, let's do it. All right. My brother, too, Deadly, this is fantastic. A great opportunity. Look, we are business people, just happen to be black. So there we are, entrepreneurs. Looking at this opportunity, using the money, the tool, as to a platform, the vehicle to help us promote our business. Fantastic, brother. Look, good yarn with you, Shay. Thank you for the yarn. How's your lovely lady?
Yeah, Delvine's going well. She's in the States at the moment.
In the States.
A lot of pizza and a lot of action movies.
And you're babysitting. You're looking after them young ones there.
Oh, well, they're boys. They don't want to know me anymore. They're 18 and 22 and 24. Now I'm just me and the puppy dogs.
Your puppy dogs and party at your place and cuss. Shay Cockney Collins, good yarning with you, brother. Look, one love. You take care and we'll yarn soon, brother.
All right, deadly.
Take care, bro. All the best.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there to Shay Cockney Collins, Executive Manager in Digital Affairs at NBM Co. And we're talking about the Innovate with NBN Grants program. So an opportunity for you mob out there in business, $15,000, deserving winners, and then you go in the draw for another $20,000. So application do apply, NBNco, one word, .com.au/innovate, one word, innovate with NBN. So do check it out, suss that out, $15,000. Look, categories, agriculture, arts and tourism, education, health, indigenous business, sports and recreation, women and regional business. So plenty of categories there. So look, throw the iron and fire, see if it lights up and go for it. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong here at BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black.
Ha! together we are led. Show me from your baby.
National Talk Black.